Yaakov. What about Yaakov? Yosha Ger Ka'oviv Be'eretz Lo'lam Ella B'Kilikinor. They were willing to be in a land that wasn't theirs yet. They were like sojourners in a land that's called Canaan. V'akavona. What's the purpose? La'agid ki'eim bocharim lo'gur be'eretz ha'nivcheres. They picked to be in the land that's chosen. Now, what is so special about Eretz Yisrael? What's so special about Eretz Canaan that the whole world, till today, everybody's going wild about the Eretz Canaan? Why? What's there? What's so special? And that it'll be kept, the ger, you will be in a ger land that's not yours. The only one that has this is Yaakov. Esav has already got his, and that's what we really say in the Haggadah. Right? Because we say, Har Seir was given to Esav, Loresha Sosa, as an inheritance. The Yaakov Uvonov, Yordu Mitzrayim. And they went to Mitzrayim. But that means they're working off their mortgage on their inheritance. Now, what is that? This Eretz Canaan, what is it? So we go a little further. Pasuk tells us. Look at the Pasuk Vav. Vayikach Esav es Nashav, es Bonav, es Benosav, his sons, his daughters, es Kol Nafshus Beso, all the other people that he had there, es Mikneyu, es Kol Behemto, all his animals, es Kol Kinyono Asherochash Beretz Kenan, Vayelech El Eretz. Mipnei Yaakov Ochiv. Now it doesn't tell us which Eretz. It says he went to Eretz. Why? Because of his brothers. The next pasuk says, Ki Oyu Ruchushim Rav Mishevas Yachto. They couldn't live together. They both had a tremendous amount. They couldn't live together. So he went to Eretz. The Ramban says, look where it says, Avol. Avol Ha'inyin. First wide line there in the Ramban. Avol Inyan, ki Esav holach l'seir b'imei alufei achori yoshvei oretz v'yi l'sar, he became the ruler holach imdalud meyasish ubonu v'beisu ayu ben Eretz Canaan. He went to Eretz Seir, but his sons were still in Canaan. V'yitochen sh'oysa lo shom achuza b'mokrim echad b'mishor. He might have had a possession there. Lo ba'ar seir. Al kein yichas lo arzah seir sedei Edom. That's why the Torah goes out of its way and calls it sedei Edom. Sedei Edom. Because that's his inheritance. Har seir sedei Edom. Va'achre she'ochaz ochiv le'eretz Canaan. After the brother took over Eretz Canaan, which is what he means in this pasuk, Yaakov went to the Eretz Canaan, ponolomi ponol, he went away. Ki yoda, because Esav knew, she Eretz Canaan nachus ochiv, that Eretz Canaan is his brother's inheritance. Hashem nosen lo oviv bibirchoso, that when Yitzchok gave the bracha to Yaakov, that is Eretz Canaan. And he therefore, he might have wanted it, but he knows he can't have it. It's not his. The lokach bonav, so he took his sons, v'chol nafshas beso, am rav, v'holach l'seir, l'siyashav shom. So he went there to live. V'oz nilcham b'vnei seir achor yoshvei oretz. So now Esav attacked them because he wanted to take over his own possession. And there were others there in his sehar seir. Maybe he was afraid of them. And they didn't allow them to, allow him to come into his place. And then he went and he took over an Har Seir. So right here, the Pasuk is telling us that Esav knew that Yaakov has the rights to Eretz Canaan. He doesn't have it. He left and he went to Arseyu. Yeah? Now, let's continue. Let's go to the top, next part of the Ramban. Va'anochan be'enai. And what's right in my eyes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Va'yelech el Eretz Seir. He went to Har Seir. V'chosu akinui b'avur yismuvon. Shekva hiske shayomid be'Eretz Seir. Doesn't have to say it all out. V'yadua l'shom yolech. So he brought his family and everything there. And therefore, that's why it says he was in Seir. And that's what we see that he came there. Now, obviously, it would seem that he's saying that he's not going to stay in Eretz Canaan. And he's going to Har Seir. That's what it seems from this Ramban and this Pesukim. Now, let's go a little further. Now, we have to understand still why. Look at Pasuk Lamates and told us. Vayan Yitzchoko v'vayoyme Elov. And he said to him, Hinei mishmaine o'oretz yiye moshovecho. Now we have to begin to understand. When Yaakov got the brachis from Yitzchok, what does it say? V'yiten l'cho Elokim. Right? He said Hashem's name. Shemai, Mishmei, Shemai, you'll get all the Yeshamim and everything. Look what he told Esav. Vayan Yitzchok Oviv Vayomer Elov. Hinei Mishmaine Ho'oretz Yiyo Moshe Vecha. From the Shema Mishmaine, what it means, the rains or the fats or the goods of the Oretz Yiyo Moshe Vecha. Mitala Shemayim Me'ol. But notice it does not have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name here. It doesn't mention once Hashem's name in the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Esav. When Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov, it says a number of times Hashem's name. But here when he gave him the brachas, none. Why? Now let's see the Ramban. Top left corner. Hinei mishmainei ha'oretz yir moshevecha. Tam hinei loma. You see it? Top left corner. Yeah, it's marked. Okay. Mishmaine oretz umital shemayim ki lishneichem ye yaspik. There's enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give to both. Ye mishmaine oretz vital shemayim. Avala inyan b'inyan amem sholosh shelo ti avalo sa'avod. You will worship him. He didn't give all of the brachot like his brother. Because he wanted to give more honor to that original one that he gave the bracha to. And only later, but he gave him that special bracha, which he did not give everything to Esav. So when he did give him the bracha, number one, he gave him only a part bracha, and it's not with Hashem's name. Now, what does that change anything? How does that do anything? So now let's go a little bit further. And here's we're going to really begin to understand more. Pasuk tells us that he tells him over here, this is in the Bris Pein of Sarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him Eretz Yisrael. Lirishta, you will have it as an inheritance. And the inheritance is he's going to give it over now to his children. All right, so that's exactly the thing. Now, what does that mean he's going to give it to him? He's going to give it over to his children. So let's go to the next page. Next page. Next page is, watch this Ramban. Vahanochon v'enai. We're going to put it all together. Let's just get the facts. Ki miseis elokim tomid hu ve'ein lo hefsek li'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives constantly. It never stops. V'lochein oma v'yitein l'cho elokim. And that's why by Yaakov, he has Hashem's name in it. Kol yomecho alad mosecho mital shomayim. You will always get from the Tal HaShomayim because Hashem's name is there. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stop, His bracha doesn't stop. V'yitein l'cho mishmeina yo'oretz k'loima hashmeina b'cholo oretz. Now, if He gave Esav a bracha, and He gave HaKadosh, gave Yaakov the bracha, what was the advantage? You're right, He used Hashem's name. But what's the advantage of it? So let's see Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai tells us the following. And here's where we begin to see the opening of what it means, Eretz Yisrael. And we need to understand it very deep. Minei mishmeinei ha'oretz loy simtza bebirchas Esav zikorin Hashem Yisbarach. You will not find a mention. Avol bebirchas Yaakov izker v'yiten l'cho elokim v'zeh yoreh ki nosan le'esav mishmanim v'tal v'lo b'meseisa l'kim b'kamo b'Yaakov. But He didn't give it to him like Hashem, like giving it to Yaakov. Elo b'derech misilos hakochovim. What does that mean? He gave it through the stars, umazolos, ashazaro shalesav mizuris land. It's not direct. He's not going to get it direct from the Rabbi Nishon. What he gets, Esav, is through mazolos. We have to explain that. Through, let's call them constellations, and through different things, that's how he's going to get it. V'nitna lo lizman, and it's only a set time. V'zeh loshin mashavecha. Kalayma ba'ot shetoshim ba'oretz. Now, we have to knock out this certain constant. When we tell somebody that a person is born and you wish them mazel tov, this thing that people say, good luck, that's ridiculous. Because we don't believe in luck and we don't wish one another luck, so we don't deal in it. A mazel is a constellation, and everyone is born under certain constellations. Some constellations have certain brachas in them, and therefore you have an ability to use that bracha, like you are born with certain natural traits, but being under certain mazolos could help you bring these traits out, l'toiv or chas v'sholem the other way. And therefore, what we wish one another, when something happens, your child was born, and marriage happened, so that was a new establishment of a house, or something of that sort, we wish them that they should use the mazel that this thing is happening under l'toiv. It should be done for good. But that's not good luck. We don't believe in luck. Luck is not from us. Luck is mamish from the goyim. But we don't believe in this whole deal. So what we're telling them is that when you give you the bracha, it should be used. And that's why you should know, for example, there's some people are very makpid when they'll get married. But see them, they won't get married in the second half of the month. Because the second half of the month, the waning of the moon is coming. It's already started, so it's not a siman toiv. And therefore, it may not be from the right mazel to do it. And therefore, they won't get it on, except for certain months and certain occasions. It's a ganze Torah one. But that, you see, everything is dependent in these things in Shemayim. So it's not spam. But so when we say that Esav is getting it through Mazalus, it means he's going to get it through there, but it doesn't always come with a good bracha, and it doesn't always come direct. And Klal Yisrael has a special, unique position that they're getting it with the Shem Hashem straight from Kutcher Baruch. Cool. I'm sorry, you wanted to hear something. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think I remember someone explaining that the Ramchal talks about Mazalo and how everything in the world is operating through Mazalo. Like Hashem.
Everything is affected by Mazalos. But you can, again, you can get a bracha, and the bracha could be using these certain Mazalos. I say, like this. The Ramchal has a long thing on it, and others have, like you're saying. But it depends on how you use it, the thing it is. Like we know, for example, Purim. Purim we say is about Dag. And Dag has special, and then when Pesach has others, and these are all influences in the in the whole world from the fact of which month it is, etc., etc. And you really have to go through it right to be able to do it. And I don't want to.
But this is like saying Hashem's direct, like.
Good. Okay. Yirmes b'sheid and kulam b'sefam. And the fact that you see, the fact that there is under a mazel has a limited time. So the bracha that will come is limited. You may have it only for this month and not next month. But when you're getting it direct from Kutch Berichu, there's no limit. So it's a different type of thing altogether. Right? We are good. Go down two lines. But oh, she'ein b'chosu sh'lesev elik she'ein Yisrael eisim ritzayna shemakum. A very important line. Esav strength. And we spoke about this when we spoke about Esav and Yisrael. Esav strength only is when we're not doing Ratzon Hashem. But ki abroches are you al tanai. K'chol yudei atarish an tanai. V'yitin l'cholikim Hashem is going to give it to you if you're going to do what you're supposed to do. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then I'll give it to Esav. But it's all dependent on Kal Yisrael. So therefore, we have this bracha. Now, if we go a little further, now we're going to get into the real, what we call the meat of this sugya, and that's the following. And I must tell you the truth that I learned this Ramban tribal, and I don't want to make a nether, but I try very much to learn this Ramban before I go to Eretz Yisrael. I sit down and learn this Ramban. Because this Ramban is explaining what's the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. What's so special about being, going, walking in Eretz Yisrael. And it's just something that before you go, you learn the Ramban, you get off the plane, you look at the land in a different way. Not that it's not beautiful without it, but it all of a sudden becomes a different land from this Ramban. Let's see the Ramban. The Pasuk says the following. The Pasuk is found after the arayas that are in the Torah. Torah tells us that we're not allowed to live with certain women. And then the Pasuk tells us, but efkoid avoyna aleho, I will pay back the avera you do on the land, v'saki haaretz es yoshveha. The land will vomit out its inhabitants. So it's going to vomit it out. So the Ramban starts. It's a long Ramban, but I wanted to show it to you because it's very key to understand this whole inyan. Hichmer akosiv barayis. The Torah is very stringent here by arayis. Bavur haaretz, because of the land. Shetitmo b'em, you'll make it tame. The toki on the fashas osas, and it's going to vomit out the ones that do immorality. B'nei arayis chovas haguf. Arayas have to do with physical bodies. The Inam Tluis Varets has nothing to do with the land. If you told me they weren't keeping Trumas, Meisen, and that's why I'm going to throw you off the land, that I understand 100%. But if I tell you they're not moral, what does morality have to do with the land? Avol, now he's going to start. Sod Adovar Kosov, the foundation, the hint of the what is written is the following. Bahanchel Elyon Goyim. When the Elyon, when Hashem started to make nations. Bafrido B'nei Odom. When he separated man. Yatsev Gevulo Samim. He made the amount of nations. Lemispar B'nei Yisrael. According to the people of Mitzrayim of Yisrael. Now we spoke about that in a few weeks ago. Ki chelek Hashem amo voinian. Watch carefully. Ki Hashem anichpod bora akol. Hashem created everything. V'sam koach atachtonim, and all the strengths of whatever happens down here is really ba elyonim, is upstairs. There is everything that's happening down here. There is this table. It's only because in Shomayim there's something that relates to this. If there is a blade of grass down here, because there's a blade of grass that relates to it upstairs. V'nosan al kol am v'am ba'artzosam l'gayayem, and to every nation he put kochav, either a star, mazel, yodua, shenola, noda, ba'astigninus. That's no in astrology. Vizel shenema shechola kashem lekech chosam lecholo amim. That he showed him to all the nations. Kichel cholak lekulo mazolus b'shemayim. In Shemayim, they're all got these mazolus, and they're all under these mazolus. V'gavom aleim alchayolion, nitnim laem sorim aleim. There are sorim and angels over each country and each people and each land. V'ine, next paragraph. V'ine, Hashem anichpod, hu elokei elokim v'elidonei adonim l'chol olam. Abel Eretz Yisrael, watch every word, please. Emtsoyis Ayishuvi. It's the center of the world. It's the center of all living places. The old maps, when they would, oh, you're looking in, today you can't find somebody, but in the old history books, they used to have flat maps. The center was Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you look at the old maps, Nachlas Hashem miyuchados lishmo, it's his place, and it was set aside for by him. Lo nosan oleo min amalochim katzin shoter moshel. There are no rulers, there are no angels, there's no nothing. Banchilo somli amo, because he takes care of it directly. He gave it over to his nation. Hamiyached Shmo, that is Miyached, his name, Zera Oavov. They're the children of the ones that he loved, the Oavos. V'zeh she'omru, v'yisim li segula v'kol amim, ki li kol ha'aretz. And I gave you the land. That's this land. V'ksiv, v'yisim li la'am, v'anoichi elochem l'likim. Lo sh'tiatem el elohim acherim klal. You're not going to be anywhere else. You're not going to have anything to have to do with other angels or any. No. It's direct. And that's why when you daven in Eretz Yisrael, it's different than when you daven in Chutz Laretz. Because you daven in Chutz Laretz, you have to go through an angel that takes it to Eretz Yisrael, that takes it to the Mokum HaMikdosh, that takes it to the Shah Shomayim, and then it goes direct. But it's a long distance. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's direct. Straight to Kutchabrichu. And the ones that live in his land, Bikidushas Arayas, they have to be holy. Uberova mitzvahs lios lishmo, they're right there. So if you do an Aveira in Chutz Laretz, it's bad. But you do the same Aveira in Eretz Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, that's right in front of Kutchabrichu. I separated you from all the nations. He made us different. They have all these angels, but we direct. But it won't take all immorality, it'll vomit it out. Therefore, he says, now, he goes through, he says, skip down a paragraph. What goes on in Chutz Laretz? Afal pi shakol l'shem anichbod, ein tahara ba shleim. Chutz Laretz, you cannot reach the full level of Tahara. Bavura Meshortzim Amoshlim Aleho, because you don't have the direct relationship. Amim Toim Achesoreim, and the nations get lost in the middle ones by worshipping their gods that are only intermediaries. Lakachom, and that's why he says it's all of the thing. He goes through it, he brings psukim to it, and that's what Nebuchadnezzar, he knew it, and he understood it. Now, next paragraph. Bine Hashem, hanichbod yizborach, alokei elokim, b'chol ha'olam, v'alokei eretz yisrael, shinakos Hashem, zetam, v'zon achrei alei, nechar oretz, if they're going to go after the gods of the land, so I'm going to throw them out. But when they come to Eretz Yisrael, you better know it's the only way to do it. Eretz Yisrael, three lines from the bottom, Einam Kishar Arotzis. Einam Miskayim Oivre Avera, they can't take Oivre Avera. Shalotei Rishus, you can't do it. And that's why, look at that bottom line, and this is the line that really, if you haven't gotten it yet, look at that last line, which is a Gemara, Kol Ador B'chutzo La'aretz, whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz, Dome Kimi She'ein Lo Eloka. It's like he has no God. Now, what does it mean, the Gemara? If you want to compare the relationship you have in Eretz Yisrael to the relationship that people have in Chutz La'aretz, it's as if you don't have a God. That's how far out it is. But in Eretz Yisrael, direct. It's mamish direct. And therefore, he continues here. Kol zman she'atem be'eretz Kanaan, I'm your straight, your God. Ein atem be'eretz kaviyochel, it's as though, ein ani elokeichem, I'm not your God the same way. And therefore, he goes through and he says, I'm going to throw you out because you're not going to be. Now watch what he says here. Three lines from the bottom on that right side there. Heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvus. Be outstanding in mitzvus. Why? Kishetachzuru lo yaleichem chadashim. So that when you come back there, it's your soul, it won't be new. Because where's the main place to keep mitzvus? Eretz Yisrael. Moshel Odon, it's like a master who shekoas alishto, he got angry at his wife. And what did he do? Next page. And what does he do? The next page, top left. Vishil cholabes avia. And she said, he sent her out. Om Allah, he told her, but avi miskatesh is tachshita. Get dressed nicely. Kishetachzi, so that when you come back, lo yir lecho chadoshim, you don't start anew. That's exactly Chaim Yirmiyah. Aitziv lo tzionim, eila mitzvah she'yu yisrael mitzuyonim. And you have to be careful, because you're going to go there, do the mitzvah, so that when you come back to the right place to do it, you're ready to do it. Look at the next line. I'm telling you, this is why I read it before I go. Well, when you get ready to come back, you can get the press from the Zomban. Let's go. V'yinei ha'kotz of Jehoma, pavadetem mehera. The samtim is the bar eila. Eino mechayev begolus ela bechayvus haguf. In chutz loretz, you're only chayev in things that have to do with the body. Upishu bem kedesh lo yichadoshim. Why? So that when you come back, kishitachzu, when you come back to where you belong, it's not going to be new. Ki ikka, watch this line. Ki ikka kol ha-mitzvus le-yoshvei be'eretz Hashem. The main place to do the mitzvahs, Eretz Yoshvei be'eretz Hashem. That's the place. And therefore it says, we yirashtu to myself, and we say, Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, Shekula Kenegi Kol HaMitzvah B'Torah. And then he goes and he tells us, then listen, watch the next line. And he says another line that he goes further and he says, think about it, he says, this is one of his big chedushim. Yaakov married two sisters in Chutz La'aretz. But when he came to the border of Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't stay with two sisters. Ah, but it was before Matan Torah. It was with all the... But in front of Rabbeinu Shom, it can't go. And therefore, Yaakov's second one, the one he married with, so to say, the Isser, can't come to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Rachel dies at the border. The whole shail of the Ramban, because that is at the border is really further out, and that's a discussion that the Mepharshim Ramban had. But that's what the Ramban says. So we now see that this uniqueness about Eretz Yisrael is because it's the place that the Rabbeinu Shlom himself takes care of, and it's a direct relationship with him. And that's why Torah in Eretz Yisrael is different than mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. It's because of this direct relationship you have with him. And that's why Yaakov got it, who got it from Yitzchak, who got it from Avraham, and that was the special gift that Hashem gave Avraham. Now, let's go a little further. Pasuk tells us, Bayom Ahu, Choras, Koras Hashem es Avram bris leimo, he made him a bris. Look at the bottom Ramban. Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiftiach es Avram b'matnas ha'oretz pa'omim rabim. He promised it to him many times. Bukulam utzarechinyan, everyone, there was a reason why. Bavor etz mitchilo, he told him zarachos, we talked about once. Velo be'er matnaso, but he didn't explain what he's giving him. Ke'imash marak, that you'll go and I'll give you. And then he told him kisharabu zuchu Yosef, when he had more merit, he told him he's going to give him sona inecho re'etz, vonu nogba kedem of yama, ki yiten lo kol ha'rotz esayel b'chlolon, ve'in atam asher ato ro be'inecho, kiros odom le'mechak, you could see. But every time he gave him a reason why. Now, we go a little further and we see that there is a different problem. Look on for an Akev. An Akev. Ki oretz asher ato bo shoma l'rishta. Pasuk tells us that the land that you're coming to inherit, lo keretz Mitzrayim hi. It's not like Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yitzasa Misham, Asher Tizra Zarechov, Mishkal Be'azurech, Begiraglecho, Kegana Yorek. It's not like that land. V'aretz Asher Te'om, Asher To'o Ovrim, Shoma L'rishta, Eretz Horim, it's got mountains, Biko, valleys, Limitara Shomayim, from the dew of the sky, Tishter Mayim, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorei Shosa, it's the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself seeks it out. Tomid, Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, Meireish Shon Adach Shon. The Rabbi Nishon looks at it directly from beginning of the year till the end of the year. That's how he does it. And therefore, it's a special point. Now let's look at Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai points out a very interesting thing. And we Eretz, Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Oisa Tomid. Al Derech HaPshat, Poshit, Ika Ashgochoso Be'eretz Ahi. His main involvement is in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Bavadei Kol Oretz Yudorish, all the lands he's involved in, Avalinyin Ki Ika Drisha, what he seeks, Vashgochosham, Mishom Mispashetetz, look at these words, Lishar Ha'aratzos. In other words, the main thing is Eretz Yisrael. And the rest of the world comes as the overflow from Eretz Yisrael. Ki'inyin ha'lev ba'odom, unbelievable words, like the heart in a man, who nitan b'emtza guf, it's put in the middle of the body, shu Ikechius, it's the main thing that gives life. Umishom achius mispashet, and from there the life spreads l'shari vorim to the other limbs of the body. Uboa kosev l'lamdenu she'ein Eretz Yisrael nesuna tachas memshelus kochavim umazolus. Eretz Yisrael is not under anything. Keshar rotzes edim tzoris l'drishus elikei mailu. Abel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Uvechvodo Dorish Yosef Tomid, he takes care of it. Lo mona leo mishah koicha shoyter Moshe. Nothing. And that's what David HaMelech says, Kol ma'inei boch, all your eyes is on it. And kimishom yispashit l'shar olam. Now it goes a little further. Val derech Kabbalah should know Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Yosef Tomid Zubeis Amigdosh Shamaylo. There is what we call a Beis Amigdosh Shamaylo. There's a Beis Amigdosh Shamato. There's Yushalayim Shamalo and Yushalayim Shamato. And they're right opposite. And the Rabbeinu Shom has a Yushalayim upstairs, and that's why we can have a Yushalayim down here. And there's a Beis HaMikdash upstairs that the Rabbeinu Shom has. And not only that, he's ready to bring it down. In fact, if you look at the Rashi in Sukkah and also a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, he says that the reason why Bayis Shlishi will not be destroyed is because Bayis Shlishi is being brought down by the Rabbeinu Shom. Rishon and Sheni, man built. Man has a flaw, so it can be destroyed. The Bayish Lishi is coming down, Be'esh min Hashemayim. So then there's no destruction to the Bayish Lishi. And that's what he says. Good. So you go through here, he has a little bit more about it. Let's continue. What? So usually what he means is that he was, that which he received from the Ramban, some of the secrets that he got from the Ramban. Now we have a problem here. And the problem is, we have, look what it says here. Pasik Ches in Shemot. Ve'ered, I'm going to go down, Hashem says, La'tzilo miyad Mitzrayim, u'la'aloso min aretz ahi el eretz zovas tovar u'chova el eretz zovas cholov u'dvash. That flows with milk and honey. Al mokom aknani, chiti, emori, prizi, chivi, and yavusi. Now, let's see the Ramban. Yizkar bekan shisha amim. V'yaniach ashvi. It doesn't say the seventh nation. Sixth year. Ulai. Lohisa arts zavas cholo devash kaila. Their land was of us. The seventh was not. The chaim b'posik kielach malachi lefanecha hiskeila shisha. V'ulai uromesh elu kavshu tchila. So these are the first ones that got it, and therefore they got it. Now why is it? So if you look at the bottom, the tam zavas cholo devash. Kishavach tchilas oret shehi tova. And what's tova? Loma shah avir tov. The air is good. The yafel of ne'odom. It's good for man. V'chol tov yimotze bo. All good will be found here. There's nothing missing in Eretz Yisrael. Shirachava, despite what everyone believes you got to bring from America, who knows what. You can get everything there. Even Hellman's mayonnaise. You can get it. Don't worry, Dave. V'yir v'hi rekava. Shiyamdu bo kol yisrael b'mecha. All Eretz Yisrael is big enough that if all the Eden came, there still would be room for them. Such a bracha. Everything is there. Okay, so now let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. Pasuk tells us, Ato kumo v'ivru lachem es nachol zored, v'navor es nachol zored. So they went over as nachol. Now, look at the Ramban on the left side. V'inei omru ki achorim she'im l'avram, yoshvu b'seyer lefnim. U'v'nei esav sh'yizera l'avram, yoshu osam. V'yoshvu tachtom v'maisenes. Wait a second. We were told, we understood that the Esav went to Har Seir, which was out of Eretz Yisrael. And now what are you telling me here? That what? They went to the land of the Chorim. And there they took over B'maisenes. Shoyuim Amrov B'amtsom V'bog Osu Boshom B'olo Gurshom V'nechzach Hekalim. And therefore they went over there. But wait a second, one of the people that were getting there was Esav. And you told us that Esav is not going to be there. That's the way we understood it till now. Yeah? You hear the problem? Yes? With me?
Yes.
So therefore we have the, right? Because you told me till now it's not that way. Go to the next one. Pasuk tells us, we'll go through the land. We're not going to do anything. Don't worry. Look at the Ramban. He writes, "Ki loy nitztava v'ever be'ev mekame ki chol ha'umas nitztava liv pesoach lom l'shalom." You have to always start with peace, except for Naaman and Moab. This is what Moshe Oitzim Atzmo Pius, he wanted to work it out. Ki Eretz Sichon Ve'og Yerushim shel Eretz Yisrael ki lamorihi. Vayimen adim shim yanu sholom upitzchu lehem shiu kol ha'am anim tzubo lehem lamas vavodum. Avol Moshe hayu yodeya ki Yisrael atol o yichpishu kol asara amimim. As we spoke about once before, they're not getting all ten, because the three of them are really set aside for loss and love. Except that God, as we talked about, God, he touched into two of the three, as we spoke about then, as we saw that gra. Now watch. Halotirishim lo bikshu menu b'nei God ruvuin lo yaminach shamom el shirachava. So the Ramban is telling us, where is it Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash? Not Transjordan, over the Jordan. So on the land of the seven, the six plethen, the people, where Eretz Yisrael, where everybody else was, where they all were, that was Eretz Yisrael. And it was in Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash. But where Esav got, that was a part of Eretz Yisrael in the Transjordan setting. But there, it wasn't Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash. So when he said he knew Yaakov is getting, what does he know Yaakov is getting? He knows Yaakov is getting the bracha of straight from Hashem, that what is it going to be? Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash. But the land that he's going to get, that could be still part of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not the same level that Yaakov gets. It's going to be with Mazolus, it's going to be everything. And therefore, it's not naturally Zavas Cholav Edvash. That only Yaakov gets. He himself knew that. Esav therefore knows he belongs on Eber Liardain and not there. And therefore he doesn't. And that's why, if you look at this, this has got to do with that thing that we touched on. Look at that Gemara. The Gemara says, "Detanya, holach bo l'orko l'rochpa kinei mokom hilucho." If you went to the length and width, you could be kind of diver Ebelezer. The Chachomim Omerim ain hiluch moel klum. Walking is not a kinyan. Omer Ebelezer, my time of the Rebbe Zov, exceed because Hashem told Avram, "Kum." To you I'll give it. So it seems that according to Rabbi Lezer says, Avram was kind of the land. How? By walking there. Rabbanon, you know what the Rabbanon answer? You know why? Because the love that Avram had for the land, he told it to him. Because now he's going to have the rights to the land. It'll be easier for his children to take it over. But because of his chavivus haaretz, which is something we have to learn. So when at the beginning of the parsha it says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv, be'eretz kinoan, what does that mean, be'eretz megurei aviv? In Eretz Yisrael itself, in the place that Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the direct relationship with it. And that place is the Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash. That's the Megure. And that which is a Haseyah for Esav, that's the other part. That's not it. Now, before we leave, I just want to learn with you a small piece. Because it's Mamish, Erev Chanukah. How could we walk away? Yidu get together so close to Chanukah. How could he possibly walk away? You can almost feel the urus. Like, you have to know that the Chanukah is the yontif for our day. I mean, all the yontifim we keep in our ear, but the yontif that speaks to us in our golus is mamish the neiris of Chanukah. And the neiris of Chanukah, as I said before, you have to know, it's a very interesting thing. We mentioned the yeshiva already, is that there's this interesting halacha. Halacha says, that let's say, for example, you're out of town and your wife doesn't have you in mind and you don't have any way to relight. You have no place to buy. You get stuck there. You know, and you walk by a guy's house on the first night and you see the neiris of Chanukah. You make two brachas. She'asa nisim la b'seinu b'yom imahein shechiyanu. What is that? You didn't do anything. How can you make the bracha? If I didn't eat matzah and I see you eating matzah, I make a bracha? Of course not. So what kind of thing is this by Neiros? Because the Neiros of Chanukah are not just plain Neiros. We say our Neiros are lo lu kodeshein. They're kekodesh. Ein lonu reshus lishtamesh b'hem. You can't use them in any way. El l'roisim b'vad. Only to look at them. And what is this Neiros? It's such an interesting thing. Is that we light it just as the darkness comes in. As the darkness of Golus comes in, you light Neiros because the only thing that's going to push out darkness is Ner Chanukah. That's it. All the influences in the outside world that we have and all the settings that we have to live with, the only savior for us is Ner Chanukah. It's very interesting of this season it falls in. Very interesting. But that the only savior is going to be, that's why I find it very funny, is that if a guy will tell you, well, when does, you know, Ner Chanukah, you tell him, well, it's about 4:35. Oh, it's halftime, beautiful, like a watch on Sunday, the first half, light Ner Chanukah, uh-huh. And then watch second half. That's Yavon itself. It's the Yavon itself. Where the sports come from? That's from Greece. So what am I going to do in the middle of the whole deal? I'm going to what? Ner Chanukah. That's contradictory. Ner Chanukah is the Ner of Torah, the Ner of Klal Yisrael winning over all of this. So it needs a lot of thought for us. But let's see, I just wanted to touch on one point. Next week, Polineda, we'll see more about Chanukah. Dalit. Okay, it's mamish in the middle of a discussion, so I understand that. But I want to point certain things. We learn from the words of Chachomim, Shepirshu dekra vayar kilo yochalo. Esav, Sar of Esav, is fighting with Yaakov. And he sees he cannot win. Hainu shenoga, so he touched the sciatic nerve. And the Medrash tells us, what is this nerve? Shenoga b'tzadikim v'tzidkonius. He can touch righteous people that are in the generation of Shmad. Esav can do that. Dahainu, assimilation. Dahainu, Eila, Sheomdu, Binisyono, Shalomor, Sadas. They could withstand. But there's an effect that happens on Yaakov. And that's why Yaakov walks away limping. Because the limp is the limp of the effect of assimilation in Yaakov. Umamela atolomed kitkias Yaakov kafa yerech shia nitzochen zedelo yocholo. He wasn't able to beat him, so he hit him. Vidnaflu vidmaise mumrish alaboro meyala das. And he now got an ability to have an effect on Jews to give up religion. What's the hope for Yaakov? The pasuk continues, "Vayizrach lo hashemesh," and Yaakov, Rashi says, comes complete. What's the shemesh? Mar Nedarim tells us that shemesh is the sun that brings everything with it, and that's Yemos HaMashiach. In Yemos HaMashiach, Yaakov walks erect, no more limp. But Lamaisa, till then, is an effect of assimilation, as we see in our days. Hasha'ozu vayova yaka sholem. Until that's then. Kolom kishiyach shalom isam tzim lenatek, when we start to have an effect. So then, Madregis Yaakov Avinu, shalem ashem boy built his shalem. That's when there'll be a time. But now, what's it going to be? It's going to be an effect. And therefore Yaakov has a fight with Esav. And I want you to know it's not Esav, as he's going to point out. It's the Sar of Esav, which shows you that it's a religious fight. It's not a physical fight, it's a religious fight. And in the religious fight of Ruchnius, he touches him. That means he has an effect on him. Where is the first time there ever was assimilation by the Jews. Yavon. Yavon is the first assimilation. When we were in Bavel, they were not interested in us becoming Babylonian. They're not interested. Kill them out. When we went to Paras, we know the story of Purim. He just wanted to kill us all out. Okay, at the end, it turned around, but what was his in the Achashverosh? The only discussion is, which we believe to have before Purim, is which one is worse. And in many ways, Achashverosh is worse than Haman. But all they wanted was to kill us out. They had no other thing. They weren't interested in us becoming them. The first time we ever saw a concept of assimilation that they wanted us to become them was when we went into Yavon. In the Greek exile, that's what they wanted. If you become them, they'll leave you alone. You can become, if you want to stay the Jews, so they make Gezeiros against us. But that's the first time that we see it. And that's exactly the fight that we had, why we had to stand so strong. And that's what Chachomim tell us, that's what it happens over here. And therefore, the first we show, look at the Vav, he says, that's why you have to appreciate what happened here. It was a fight between them about the whole status of Yaakov and Esav. And therefore, in the first time we ever had it, is in Yavon. And therefore, we walked away with the limp. So when we have the Neiris is bringing the R, like a little bit of that great R that we wait for from the Shemesh. So the only way we're going to get healed is from the R of the Ner Chanukah. That's going to heal our assimilation thing. And that's why we have this whole deal about the Ner Chanukah, which we need to discuss much more in depth later next week. You see that what? No candles. Only oil. Number one is what happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Did they use candles or used oil? Okay. Oil. Number two is it says in Halacha that a mitzvah min amubcha, the most preferable mitzvah, the way to do the mitzvah is oil. Okay. If you have it, you can't get it, and you're stuck, and you have no other way. See, okay, you can use it. Eden today, Baruch Hashem, we live in a setting where there's plenty of things. There's no reason to use anything other than oil. And not only that, you have to understand is that the Ner Chanukah is pure. It's pure. Mm-hmm. And with the light is as pure as you're going to get it. And that's why that pure light comes from the Ner of Shemen. Shemen. That's because Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. That's the main thing about the whole thing of Chanukah is Mitzvah and Torah. So you put it only with that.
Where do you buy this?
If you have a problem, drop by. I'd be happy to give you some. But
it'd still be made in Israel, not
China. Yeah, but of course it's
here. Made in China.
What did you do?
Israeli.
Ishkor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome to talk to you later, Michael. I'm just going to call you here.
Oh, man.